Alright, so last time at Challengers, Ed came up and I said he was a lawyer and a lot of people booed. If I say John is a forensic accountant, are we going to boo?
Yay!
People like you!
So actually, that's relevant to my story. So I actually have a new job where I'm an auditor for an international company. So I... I'm an auditor, booming. So it gives me the ability to travel for free, basically. It's pretty cool. Stretch this one out. Anyway, but I travel with other auditors, obviously, and among auditors, nerdiness is not a common trait. If any of you had any business major friends, you know, I was an accounting major, you may know that a lot of them were in fraternities, the social fraternities and social sororities, which nothing is wrong with that, except many of them fit the worst stereotypes you can possibly think of. Like, ogre yelling nerds in nerds. Like, it's kind of close to that sometimes. But I travel with these people exclusively, and I leave for about a month at a time. So I was just in the Ukraine for a month. And I came up with the five nerdy things that I said there that got me... I'll go in increasing order of blank stares and looks of disapproval that I got. So number five was the fifth element. So this is pretty mainstream, but I got some pretty blank looks on this. So we were in a club where women may take off their clothes for money.
What are you calling?
So I have no interest in this. But, you know, my coworkers did, and it was late, and whatever. So I decided to go and keep an eye on that. But there are... if you may know, I don't know the name of the actress from The Fifth Element who plays Lilu. Thank you. She is Ukrainian. Things I learned. And a stripper came out who looked a lot like her and was dressed in the orange, like, torn away jumpsuit thing. And I went crazy because I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome. I'm like, that is awesome. You guys, she's dressed like Lilu. And they all just kind of stared at me. I went, The Fifth Element? I think I've heard of that before. I was like, it's a major blockbuster with Bruce Willis. I'm like, come on, give me some credit here. So that one got me a pretty blank look. But that one was more socially acceptable because we were in a strip club at 2 a.m. So I felt like they were more distracted by everything else to kind of hone in on that one. Number four was Star Wars. We were discussing the Star Wars movies. And I jokingly said, I don't recognize the first three movies. Like the new movies. But I said it in a very serious way. Just, I know, controversial. But they all looked at me, they're like, dude, you're really serious about Star Wars. And I was like, I'm just joking. They're like, watch them all the time? Like, if they're on CBS, do you just watch them all straight through? Do you, like, dress up like characters from Star Wars? And they said in a way that it's, like, very scandalous if I would do this. And I said no, but I was kind of taken aback by how critical they were of that. Number three was anime. So discussing a Miyazaki film. So I was, you know, talking about Nausicaa and the Valley of the Wind, and you know, like its relevance to environmentalism and that sort of thing. And I didn't realize until I was about 5 minutes into this monologue, which I realized I was having, that I realized the stares I was getting, and the again questions of, do you go to Comic Cons? Can you dress up like these people? And no, but I mean, what's wrong with that? I'm like, have you gone to a Comic-Con? People are awesome when they dress up like that. So number two was Pokemon. My lovely husband posted on my wall because I was gone on Valentine's Day. So posted Valentine on my wall. That is it's a picture of a Pokeball, and it says, "You've captured my heart," or "I've captured your heart. Your heart has been transferred to Bill's PC." Fabulous. I loved it. It was great. And so I wanted to show them that, and I wanted to show my coworkers, and they go, is that a Pokemon reference? Yeah. Why do you know anything about Pokemon? They're like, aren't you kind of old for Pokemon? And I'm like, well, I was, what, like 10 when it came to US? And I'm like, is that really that big a deal? They're like, oh, we didn't do Pokemon. It's like, only the nerds. Yeah, they recognize it. Because it's very ubiquitous in our culture, I think, if you're especially of our age. But the looks I got for being an adult gamer, that was pretty brutal. And number one, and the reason I was reminded of the story was what Eric just said, was I made a Logan's Run joke. And somebody had their 29th birthday, and I may have started making jokes about Life Day and renewing. And then I had to explain what Logan's Run was. Then I had to explain why I've seen it and why it's important to them. And I think they wanted to stop talking to me after that because it was pretty brutal. So I guess my point is my entire life, I've grown up with lots of nerdy friends. I've always had nerdy friends around me in college and, you know, post-college. I've never really felt, I mean, I've known I was a nerd and I like nerdy things, but never really felt like a nerd until I was in that situation where I really got a lot of disapproving and, like, very critical looks for saying that I like these things. And so, A, that's why it makes me appreciate my friends and my family a lot more for wanting to discuss these things. And it also makes me realize that I feel like nerds are a lot more open to things, and when you like other things, they're not critical about it. They want to ask you questions about it, and because maybe they like it too if they gave it a chance. So I just want to say I think it's pretty cool. So thank you.
I feel like Fifth Element, Logan's Run, and Star Wars should all have entered culture to the degree that you don't get weird stares for that.
I agree,
I don't know.
But it was some of the looks I got. Yeah.
I find it appalling you didn't know her name.
But I do remember though, in fourth grade, I remember being made fun of for watching Power Rangers, and I look back now and it's like, that's when you're supposed to. Yeah. Like, the cool kids want you to grow up so fast when you're in grade school, but like, why? You know? And now it's like cool to ironically watch Power Rangers, or at least it's not uncool, I guess, depending, unless you have auditor friends. Bring them next time, John. See how they like it.
We'll give them stairs.
So, like, this one time I was super popular. We joked about having, like, a bro stories night where we just talking characters of cool kids.
That was Kevin's idea, right?
I think it was Tim and Kevin's. Yeah, Tim and Tim. We should totally do that.
That's terrible.
Anyway.
Sounds good, bro.
Yeah, totally, bro.
No,
let me just get some Bud Light. We'll get this.